Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're blessed this morning to have several folks from USDA with us. You probably didn't notice, but there was a bit of a wrestling match down here earlier as to who got the privilege to come up here and speak. Bruce Knight is the Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Confirmed by the Senate on August 6, 2006, Mr. Knight provides leadership and oversight for the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, the Agricultural Marketing Service, and the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. These agencies protect animals and plants and promote fair and open and orderly markets for U.S. agricultural products. Safeguarding America's flocks, fields, and forests from pests and diseases is worth billions of dollars in losses avoided by American farmers and ranchers. Standardization, grading, and marketing efforts, along with efficient transportation systems, increase the efficiency of agriculture and provide better quality products to consumers at a reasonable cost. From 2002 to 2006, Mr. Knight served as chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service, the lead agency for conservation on private working agricultural lands. Under Mr. Knight's leadership, the agency assisted 1 million farmers and ranchers in applying conservation on more than 130 million acres. Do you want me to
read that? Let's not do this whole thing.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming Bruce Knight, the Undersecretary.
Thank you, Alan. The only thing you left out that you really wanted to hear is I'm also a rancher from South Dakota, just so that you understand kind of the background and what brings me here today. You know, it's been a wild and woolly 24 hours. Secretary Johans launched the USDA proposal for the 2007 Farm Bill yesterday. And he's had myself and others as surrogates around the country doing various presentations, talking to folks on Farm Bill. But that's not why I'm here today. So if you want to talk Farm Bill, you have to wait till tomorrow when Secretary Johans is here to tell you about his ideas and his concepts in person. But I ask that you, at that time, listen with an open mind, because there are a lot of fantastic new ideas, new twists, on how to make our programs more equitable, fair, and I think better than will reach the needs of all of America's farms and ranches. Now, what Alan's asked me to come here and talk to you about is animal ID and what USDA has been up to on animal ID, and then we're going to open this up for questions and have a few of the entertain some of your questions, and I hope our panelists will entertain things as well, and I think it'll get a lot more interesting if we mix it up a little bit with some of those things. Joining me today as well is an old friend of the cattlemen's industry, Burton Eller, who is my deputy undersecretary at Marketing Regulatory Programs. Many of you know Burton. He's an old hand in cattle country. And Burton has been very instrumental in advising me on these things. And also with me today is Dr. John Clifford. And Dr. Clifford is head of veterinary services at the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. If this NAIS thing gets going well and is successful, it is because of John's efforts. If it is not, it is because of my efforts, and I want you to understand how instrumental he is on this team. Now, where do we stand on animal ID? As you know, we're doing a lot of work at USDA to put in place a voluntary animal ID system. And as I think Charles said earlier, there's been a lot of changes over the last year or so in where we're going. And I'm hoping that many of you have already chosen in a voluntary manner to register your premise as the first step in animal ID. If you're not, I'm hoping by the end of today you're going to be comfortable in going on down to the APHIS booth on the trade show, picking up the forms and going to that next step of where we're moving forward on animal ID. Now, there's a couple things that are going out there. We recently announced that we are partnering with various commodity groups, livestock groups, on improving the outreach for premise registration. Just a couple weeks ago, we announced that we were doing one with the pork producers. I think, as many of you are aware, we are this close to coming to closure on one with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as well, so that we can work in partnership on doing these things. And tomorrow, we will announce that we are soliciting a request for proposal from the rest of the livestock industry. We're looking for industry partners, trade associations, alliances, organizations that will work with us on moving animal ID forward on a voluntary basis. We're going to put about $6 million aside for this year to do that in partnership with folks looking for members of the industry to work with us, tribes, local forms of government, and being able to move forward on that. There's another new development that's coming out that we'll announce tomorrow as well. We're going to be publishing three more documents in the Federal Register starting tomorrow that will talk about where we're at. First of those is the National Animal ID System User Guide. The next, Program Standards and Technical Reference Document. And the third, the Technical Specifications Document for the Animal Tracking Database. We're trying to move this program into as transparent a place as we can, with as much clarity of the rules as we can, so that everybody can understand clearly what's in NAIS for you, how it's going to impact you in your operation, and where we're going on that. Probably the document that provides the most information for individual farmers and ranchers, and it's still complex, I'll admit that, that is the National Animal ID System User Guide. We actually put it up on our website in November, and we're soliciting comments on that. And what we heard from the countryside was a lot of folks wanted the more formal stamp of having published that in the Federal Register. So we're going to publish it in the Federal Register, seek comments on that, and for those of you that have been tracking animal ID, let me stress something here. That document replaces all the previous documents that have been out in the draft as this has moved forward. These are Federal Register notices because we want the public's comment. We want the public input. The changes that you've seen in animal ID already have been because of the input from farmers, ranchers, cattlemen, pork producers, sheep industry folks, horse enthusiasts, who have given us their best advice on how to make this program work best to meet your needs. Secretary Johans will probably mention this tomorrow, but he mentions this to me on almost a weekly basis. Getting an animal ID system up and working is a top priority for him. Clearly, animal ID, from the aspect of USDA, is a critical tool for safeguarding the health of our nation's flocks and our nation's herds. You know, it's very simple. This is a voluntary program that is designed to protect animal health, protect a producer's business, protect access to markets, and protect our own neighbors from that same risk of animal health disease. You know, the first step in being able to meet those multiple steps of protection, and you've heard about those from every one of the speakers who came before me, the first step in that is the registration of your individual premise. It's simple, and if you're as cheap as I am, most important thing is it's also free. It doesn't cost you a dime. You know, many people have worked long and hard to lay the foundation of putting this in place. And from the very beginning, the goal of this animal ID system has been to create a practical system that really focuses on animal health. We want a system that builds on that strong history of cooperative programs focused on herd health, partnering with the states at the local level. What we have developed now with NAIS is a modern system that can enable us to respond quickly. Our goal is within 48 hours, when a disease's outbreak occurs. We believe we've got a system that's going to work effectively in being able to contain any disease outbreak, and if it does, and when it does, by being able to respond within 48 hours, we can contain a disease quickly enough to limit the costs to each of us as producers. You know, one of the speakers said this earlier. The threat of a disease outbreak is very real in the United States. It's as real today as it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And everyone can and should and does do everything we can as individuals to protect our own herds, but yet a larger risk remains. With this animal ID system, we're making to ensure that if a disease outbreak ever does arrive, if agroterrorism ever does reach our shores, that we'll be able to minimize those risks and be able to respond accordingly. That's why it is so important, despite all the controversy that's been out there, that's why it's so important that we have a modern, effective system to conduct rapid trace outs, rapid trace backs within 48 hours. Premise registration is the first step in that course. And that's why that first step of premise registration is so vitally important. It will help us prevent an outbreak from occurring wider. It will minimize the costs and help each of us as producers. There's a lot of promise out there with an animal ID system that works. It's only going to be as good as the individual choices of each of us in this room on whether or not we choose to participate. Secretary Johans laid a very challenging goal in front of everybody at USDA, in front of APHIS, in front of all the state veterinarians, in front of the leadership of the various livestock organizations a year ago. He said that he wanted us to achieve 25% premise registration by January 31 of 2007. That was yesterday. I'm proud to stand before you today and say that we achieved that goal. We are at 25% in a voluntary manner. Producers have stepped forth in a leadership scope and said, I'm comfortable with this program. I'm willing to participate. I see the benefits of that. So as of today, we have about 353,000 premises that have already registered. And if I haven't stressed this enough, if you're not registered yet, we'll help you with that registration process this week at the trade show booth if you want. Now we need to focus on the next goal. And that is to achieve a critical mass of producers on board by the end of January 2009. So you're going to hear this from us at USDA a lot over the next year. Job one is getting premise registration up, running, moving with vibrant participation. The big push for me, quite frankly, it's folks like yourselves that are in this room. Industry leaders, commercial operations, first and foremost. You know, disease threat is size neutral. So we need the small guys. We need folks with just a few head of cattle. We need folks with a few horses as well. But the first priority really needs to be for commercial operations. NIS Animal ID consists of three components. Premise registration, next is animal identification, and thirdly is animal tracing or traceback. Since we're constructing this as a voluntary program, you as an individual producer are going to have a chance to opt in, to choose to participate in any one of those three levels. This is a truly voluntary system. It is up to you as a producer to decide when and to what level you participate. Right now, we're making the finishing touches on the structure so that the state and private databases where identification and tracing will be stored, can work seamlessly with the federal system. We've got that diffused system that Charles mentioned that is so important for us to be able to respect and protect producer confidentiality. But the key to the NAIS success is going to be that first component, premise registration. Now, I know we still need to clarify a couple of issues on NAIS. We've made a number of changes in the last year on that, on the program. It's left a few folks confused and unsure. But, as I've mentioned before, we have made those changes in response to the genuine concerns that we have heard from farmers and ranchers with an intention of making this program strong and vibrant and to work for you as individual ranchers. Our objective, number one objective, remains the same, herd health. We have the healthiest livestock herd in the world. We want to keep it that way. We want to protect and safeguard that herd health and your economic viability. I think I've made it clear already, but let me stress it one more time. This is a voluntary program. Voluntary with a capital V. Not voluntary if it doesn't succeed, we'll make it a mandatory program. As a rancher myself, I think we have to make this program earn people's individual respect and earn your respect and your desire to participate in this. Participation is an individual business decision. It's your decision to participate or not. It's your decision to choose to the extent of your participation. You can choose to simply register your premise, wait and see on how well the program develops. Volunteering to register your premise today does not commit you to tagging or tracing faces of NAIS. But the bottom line remains, and it's simply, protect your own herd health. Protect your animals. Protect your livelihood. Protect your future. You know, to make this work, it's going to be very vital that we have a good outreach program. So that's one of the reasons why we're doing what we announced today. We're going to be working cooperatively with the producer organizations to improve upon and build on that outreach. If you need more information, and I know I've given you a lot already, we put everything we do in as transparent a process as we can up on the website. And so all you have to do is go to usda.gov/NAIS, and you can access that user guide. You can find these this stuff that's going up on the Federal Register and file your comments. Now let me turn to one last issue that I hear about a lot every time I meet with a group of livestock producers about animal ID, and that's confidentiality. You know, I've had a number of producers ask me, are you going to track my animals on my own farm? Are you going to give out my private business information? Will other federal agencies, and I think they're thinking the IRS when they ask this, will other federal agencies have access to information about my operation? The answer to all three of those is no. A very emphatic no. We have specifically built safeguards into NAIS to ensure that private business information is just that. It is private and it is safeguarded. Animal identification, the information on animal ID will be kept in state and private databases, not within USDA. That puts an added level of protection that that information cannot be accessed by Freedom of Information Act requests. We take our responsibility for maintaining the confidentiality of this information very seriously. The track record throughout the history of the existence of APHIS as an agency has been very good about respecting that confidentiality and protecting that information. The other issue that I hear a lot about are costs. What's it going to cost me as a producer to participate? And that's a very real question. Let me emphasize again, premise registration, that first step, is absolutely free. Overall, our goal is to keep all the costs of animal ID as low as possible. We're going to do this by encouraging that there be a large number of tags out there, a wide variety of tags out there with as much variability and as much competition as possible. I'm saddened to see the decision from USAIO to stand aside for a while, because we need as many database providers out there as well. We need the competition of a very vibrant sector of database providers to hold down each of those administrative costs that are going to be asked to be shouldered by individual producers. I've mentioned this repeatedly. The priority this year is premise registration. And while our folks in the field are going to be working hand in glove with you on premise registration, we do have to move forward on those next two steps. Only animals that move from their original premise to locations where they come into contact with other animals, those are livestock auctions, fairs, feedlots, those are the only animals that are going to need identification. Those that just move from their premise of birth to custom slaughter, and this has been extraordinarily important for a small segment of a homesteading community, those aren't necessarily going to need to fall in to animal ID. The databases that we're talking about are scheduled to be fully operational on the 1st of April. Keeping information on distribution of the animal identification numbers in state or private databases, rather than in USDA's hands, is a very integral part of our effort to respect and maintain the confidentiality of this information. Now, finally, let me turn to phase three and the animal tracing. States in the private sector will maintain the records to permit animal tracing in the event of a disease outbreak. That's that diffused system that was mentioned earlier. With today's technology, it's amazing how rapid and efficient that sort of a diffused system can work. And that's why we have so much faith in the competition between a large number of databases in being able to provide that kind of information for us. So in conclusion, there's been a lot of changes in animal ID over the last year. Some folks have said USDA has moved dramatically from one stage to another. You know, I flew in this morning on a flight down from Chicago on an airline that will remain nameless, but I'm rather frustrated with it. But that airline, they say that when a pilot is going from Chicago to Nashville, they spend 80% of their time making course corrections. But they land at the destination in Nashville. That's what we've been doing with animal ID, with your help and your counsel over the last year or so, making those course corrections, making that declaration that it's clearly a voluntary program, putting the clarity into the program so that it's clearly understandable by individual producers such as myself and my neighbors as to why this is important. And I think by doing that, we've got ourselves in a place where we can have a vibrant animal ID system, an animal ID system that will successfully meet your needs as individual producers, protect your herd health, protect your economic well-being, protect your neighbor's economic well-being. Thank you very much. It's been an honor to talk with you this morning.